A new meat processing facility is under construction in South Carolina. I'm Mike Davis. To find out more about it, I turn to South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, I understand the upstate about to get a new facility. Tell us about that.
Well, this is one of several that we have supported with the beef grants that I think we've talked about before. I think there are about eight projects around the state. But this is in Lower Spartanburg County near Roebuck, Walnut Grove, some of my favorite part of the state, just because they're good people up there, the Harrisons. But Knockout Butchery is Travis and Misty Howard, and they've been planning this expansion for quite a while. So we had a nice groundbreaking up there for them to talk about it, how much it meant to them to be able to make this move. Some of the details on it, but it really was a nice occasion to be there and see some of the things that we do. You know, we do these grants, we do these applications and whatnot, but to actually go out and talk about it and hear it from the people doing it, it's just a special time.
Well, I know that is exciting to see something like this take off, especially when you have been supporting it like that. I understand there's going to be new jobs created as well as some new products coming forth.
That's right. They'll have 10 jobs that they'll add on, and they'll raise the capacity to 35 head of full-grown cows for processing a week. And I think that's an increase of 30 or so from the present facility, because it's going to be a brand new facility. They'll have a storefront where people can go in, and it's only, I think, 3 miles off the interstate, go in and purchase some products like summer sausage, jerky, you know, snack sticks, the things that you often see at a butchery place. But Travis and Misty are going to invest a little over $2.5 million, and we supported that with $600,000, which pretty aggressive, but that was the specific goal of the beef grants, is to get that processing capacity up in South Carolina. So our 700 plus beef farmers, those who want to take animals to processing size, would have a place to go and not have to schedule it 6 months to 12 months in advance.
I knew that this was an emphasis of yours, looking for these, to trying to increase the beef processing capacity in South Carolina. And this isn't the only project, is it?
No. I think we've got all told about 8 through this. And then we have another processor coming online that separate from these grants. So we're going to have the capacity probably in a year's time. So now we need to communicate to our beef farmers, if they've ever thought about taking those animals on up to processing size, now's the time to hold on to a few. You've got to think ahead. If you want to take a stocker calf up to processing, you got to plan it out a year and a half in advance. So got to get that message out.
What are those beef people doing now? What kind of what do they have to do to get that processed at this point with the or what has been a lack of processing in the state?
One of two things: schedule it that far in advance, and just scheduling in advance doesn't add to the capacity, it just gets you a reservation. Some of the others are taking animals to North Carolina for processing, are taking them to Georgia for processing. We have one farmer who sends animals to processing in North Carolina, comes back and sells the beef, I think, in the Greenville County school system. So we've got everything kind of working, or some things are working, just the capacity of processing, sort of a weak link in the chain. So that's what this will do for us.
Very good. Well, it's exciting news coming out of Roebuck, South Carolina, as a new processing facility is taking shape there. And giving us the details has been Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.